Will you leave a positive legacy to those you love and preserve your assets?
Who will advocate for you if you reach a stage in life where you cannot represent yourself? Is your estate plan solid? If not, assets could be lost, estate taxes levied, and family conflict may be your legacy. Hi, I'm Washington State Attorney Steve Waltar, and for the last 25 years, my firm, Legacy Estate Planning, has helped thousands of clients avoid conflict, chaos, and court by creating customized estate plans. A good estate plan provides peace of mind during your lifetime, keeps you out of court while you're alive, and reduces estate taxes while creating a lasting legacy for your loved ones when you're gone. At Legacy Estate Planning, we'll answer your questions, and for those in Washington who mention this ad, we'll provide a free 60-minute consultation. So reach out to us on our website, www.waltar.com, that's W-A-L-T-A-R.com, or you can call us at 425-455-6788. What legacy will you leave?
The fact that you can sell your life insurance policy, we've always kidded the life insurance industry saying, like, you should be telling people they could sell the life insurance policy because they could turn around, take the proceeds and buy something else you offer, as opposed to let it lapse or surrender. Yeah.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders radio network, heard across the USA on YouTube and on your favorite podcast channel. And for those of you that are very interested in navigating later life, whether it's senior care, whether it's financial, legal, health care, whatever it is, we are the North Star to guide you. And every week, we strive to bring content that may be helpful and useful for you. And I'm very excited for today's show because it's not something we normally talk about. But when I met this individual through another person, I thought, you know what? I really want to have this gentleman on the show. And the reason is because how many of us may have a life insurance policy, or we may have a whole life or a term life or whatever that is, and we're in a situation that maybe, you know, our spouse is gone, we're sitting there with this policy, and we may run out of funds, or we may need, you know, support in healthcare costs, different things like this. And there are resources out there that you can leverage your insurance. And so we are excited to have a gentleman by the name of Rob Haney, and he is one of the nation's foremost experts in a program called Life Settlements. And he has over 31 years of experience working with seniors. And you know, Rob, I'm very excited to have you on the show. Welcome to Answers for Elders.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about life settlements because I would bet, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, but I bet 90% of our listeners listening today don't even know what a life settlement really is. So, why don't we start out a little bit about life settlements? What are they and how do you help seniors?
Well, if you were betting at a casino, you'd be a winner. That's correct. About 9 out of 10 do not know what it is. So a life settlement is the sale of an existing life insurance policy to a third party. We'll call that person an investor, entity, an investor, for money that is greater than the cash surrender value, or certainly in the case of lapsing, but less than the death benefit. And it's all based upon someone's life expectancy and the cost of insurance going forward from that number. So we offer what's called a free non-binding appraisal. So you mentioned in your introduction that people are looking at their life insurance policy and saying, why do I still have this life insurance policy? They might have been 35, 45 years old when they bought it. And they had a whole list of reasons down on a pad of paper that said, this is a case my mortgage needs to be paid, in case I have to pay for the kids' colleges. If I were to pass away, this will help stave off any unrest or, you know, some chaos, if you will, in the financial sector of the person's household. And what do I do? So most people will lapse the life insurance policy or they're surrendered for the cash surrender value because that's the only thing they know to do.
Yeah.
Life insurance company is certainly not going to tell them they could do this. So they have an opportunity to get that money and use it for what suits their current needs better than what the life insurance policy does. Life insurance premiums typically get more expensive as you get older.
Right.
So once was affordable is now unaffordable. So what is most common throughout my experience in life settlements is people are selling a life insurance policy where they're going from They're using money to pay premium. So it's an expense in their mind. They're paying money for this. What do I need it? What do I want it? They can take the proceeds from the settlement, and we use the word repurpose that, and buy something that fits their current needs, such as an annuity. So instead of paying money, they're getting money every month off of an asset they didn't know had any value. So the thing I like to point out to the listeners is your life insurance policy has the same characteristics are as real property, just like your home. There was a Supreme Court decision in 1911. At the time, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court Justice, ruled that it had the same value and could be used just like you would use your house. So if you couldn't sell your home, right, you probably would, people wouldn't buy as many homes. The fact that you can buy, sell your life insurance policy, we've always kidded the life insurance industry, saying like you should be telling people they could sell the life insurance policy because they could turn around, take the proceeds, and buy something else you offer, as opposed to let it lapse or surrender. So that's the simple purpose, the simple way I would describe it, rather.
And you know, it's so useful. I know in my family, my father had a huge life insurance policy, but he had a family trust. But my stepmother, he had passed away, and then my stepmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and we had to put her in a memory care. And the thing that was so helpful is we were able to take that life insurance policy and pay for her care through selling her policy.
Absolutely.
And so I remember that specifically years ago, but I didn't even know what the term was. I didn't understand that that was life settlement. And it wasn't until like years later when I got into the industry and I thought, what's life settlement? And then I learned about it and I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly what we did. I just didn't know the name for it. But the point is so many families don't know about this type of a resource. And like you said, they'll let it lapse. It's kind of like, you know, you spent years paying on a house and all of a sudden you stop paying payments and you walk away and you lose all that equity and asset in your life. And basically what this does is it allows you to stay you know, is utilize it as an asset. And I think that's so important, especially if you're a family caregiver and maybe have to take time off to care for a loved one. There's all different types of scenarios where this can be helpful.
Well, I will touch on, I will add to what you said. So when you think about life settlements, our industry collectively buys around $5 billion of death benefit per year. And that sounds like a lot of money until I tell you that every year in the United States, people over the age of 65 will lapse $112 billion of life
Oh my
insurance
goodness.
every year. Now, not to say that all 112 would certainly classify and fit into a life settlement, but I would promise you it's probably like 30 to 40 billion. And those people have no idea. Those are the folks we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, which is they just don't know. So one thing that's happened lately, which I think is going to be unique to your listeners who want to hear about this. So when you think about, you mentioned memory care. Those are expensive, as you probably know.
Tell me
So
about it. Especially now.
yeah, they're getting crazier and crazier. So
Oh,
even
it's
if they
outrageous.
save for that, right? They don't even know it. So they don't know they can do it. So what people have figured out is like, okay, I own this home. I don't want a reverse mortgage, but I want to stay in my house. I want to be around my friends. I want to have my same routine. My husband's passed away. I like the familiarity of where I'm at. So they take a life settlement proceeds and they basically take the home and make it retrofitted, if you will, to the current day. We put the
Perfect.
lamps, we do the bathrooms, we do the
Perfect.
upstairs bedroom, downstairs. So the asset stays in place, the mom or dad stays in place, the familiarity stays in place, and if they need memory care, they come in and out, or they move in. It's cheap in some cases, those care
In
facilities.
many cases, it is. And the other thing that I think is really valuable is depending on, you know, where you live. I mean, you're building an asset by the longer you stay in your home, where if you leave and you sell that house, all of a sudden your income growth goes away. So, you know, one of the things that is a misnomer, people will think people in my industry want want you to move into senior living. No, not necessarily. I don't think anyone in my industry is trying to push somebody into a senior living or skilled care situation. We want the value of the quality of life. And if someone can stay in their home as long as possible, that's what that ideal is. And to have a resource like what you offer is incredible.
Absolutely. No, it keeps everything, because so a lot of times, and again, I'm not a memory specialist or anything like that, but my mother's moved in a facility after my dad passed, and she's around people that need this type of and what need this type of care, I should say. And what happens is it's because they've moved from somewhere where they're very familiar, and now everything's unfamiliar, and it causes them to their brains to wander and not really understand where they're at, and they seem lost, some cases depressed. Being at home in many cases, and certainly a home that you've improved to make it much easier to get around. Like I said, ramps in and out of the house. You may not need a ramp now.
Absolutely.
You may need it later. And using those funds from a life settlement to do it.
Yeah. And so Rob, if someone's interested in a life settlement, how do they reach you?
Well, they can email me at rob@lisettlements.com. They can call my cell 954-599-4433. Or they can visit us at www.lisettlements.com.
Well, fabulous. And Rob, you and I, we're going to talk this next hour about examples where you can take your life insurance policy and make it useful for you in your aging years. And we'll be right back right after this.
Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier independent and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.